And now, it's time for part four of In the Moment.
Question of the week. Does it look up in the sky? If it's really on the line, will I make it one day? Katie, would you take $100,000 if it meant the person that you hate the most in this world would get $1 million? Woo! Question fucked me up too. Take your time. Would you take $100,000 for free? You have to do nothing. Nothing. But the person, you have to picture the person. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they did. But the person you dislike the most, because some of us don't believe in hate, that's me. But the person you dislike the most on the planet gets $1 million.
Yes.
You would take the money.
Yeah. There's no stipulations with this. I just get the $100,000. And they get $1 million.
And they get $1 million.
Yeah, I'm never going to prey on anyone's downfall.
For real?
Because if this is the person I hate the most, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
Which means it speaks on their character. Yeah. So what they're going to do with that $1 million is probably not going to be the wisest.
I always knew you were a better person than me. I always knew. But now I really know. I'll work for that shit. Nah, I gotta get to it with hard work and dedication.
I wish them the best.
And I ain't giving them $1 million to start their journey.
Nah.
All right. I'm proud of you.
Their journey's not gonna be what you think it is.
I hope you hate me one day. All right, drop and give me 60. You ready to finish this hate list?
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Hang on, let me pull it back.
All right, pull it up now, because I still got my half. I'm ready to go.
Oh, you doing two for mine?
Yeah,
one.
I'm doing two for your one. We got through the first half. We promised the second half, and here we are to deliver. I'm getting better at delivering what we said we were going to deliver the next week, and I'm ready to go. I think we will get through the rest of this list in 60 seconds.
Hold on. I got to make sure I'm marking off everything I already said. All right.
See, I already did that. I did that as we were going last week. Katie, you're not focused.
Yeah, I didn't do that right.
That's okay. Take your time. Because while you do that.
Okay.
You ready?
60 seconds. Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, put 60 seconds on the clock, and we are going to deliver the second half of our hate list.
Okay.
Remember, there are three people you can ask questions to. The rest you cannot.
Okay.
All right, you got the 60 seconds on the clock?
Yes.
I will start first.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Jada Pinkett and Tank.
Southwest Airlines.
Joe Rogan and everybody who listens to or joined his podcast, and Rory and Maul.
B. Simone.
People who stand when the plane just landed, and people who line up to board the plane when they know they're in zone 17.
The grammar police.
People who get off the elevator before you get off, and people who press the button multiple times to do the same thing.
Low talking people.
People who act like they living alone or being single is a disease and they don't love themselves enough, or Tony Romo.
Speakerphone people.
The referee who said that Des Bryant catch wasn't a catch, and Kevin Durant's hair.
People that drive fucked up cars.
Men who are extra for or when women come around, and Nicki Minaj.
Everyone who has attended Beyonce's concert overseas.
That's all I got. How much time we got? We never had extra.
Seconds.
Hey! Now look at us. All right, we got three.
Wait, hold on.
Huh? What?
All right.
I got to hear your list.
I got to make sure. Okay, hold on.
All right, get your list together. You get three of mine. You ready? I'm going to go through my list one more time for you.
Okay.
Or do you know your three?
No. Go ahead. Go through this again.
Jada Pinkett, Tank, Joe Rogan, and everybody who listens to or joined this podcast, Rory and Maul, people who stand when the plane just landed, people who line up to board the plane in zone 17. People get off the elevator before you get off. People who press the button multiple times. People who act like living alone or being single is a disease because they don't love themselves enough. Tony Romo, the referee who said the Des Bryant catch wasn't a catch. Kevin Durant's hair. Men who are extra when women are around. And Nicki Minaj. That's all I got. I feel like a lot of those are self-explanatory. So I made it easy for you to
try. Some of them are really not. All right.
Talk to me. Which three you want to know?
What did Tank do to you?
I really like Tank, too. That's my guy, right? But Tank said two things I didn't like. The second one that he said that I didn't like, I'm not going to say on this platform because I can't. But actually, okay. You just bleep it out, okay?
Okay.
The first one is I didn't like the fact that when we were living in a world where men were almost up, he made maybe I deserve. You shouldn't have said that.
Okay.
Because
boy,
was hot boys down after that song. And in this one, you can bleep out, but he says you could suck and I didn't appreciate that.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. All right. That makes sense.
Who else?
All right. So people who press the button multiple times? What do you mean?
I don't like when I'm at an elevator or anywhere where you press a button once and it lights up and you know that the machine that's operating is coming. Why do you have to hit it 37 times?
Okay.
I feel like that's how things break.
Yeah.
Just hit it once. It's lit up and go sit your ass down and wait.
Okay.
Have some patience.
Okay.
All right. What else you got?
That's fair.
Yep.
Nicki Minaj. What'd she do to you?
Fine.
All right.
Look at the. I don't like All when right. women All be like be that fine and then Meek Mill. Are you kidding me? Mr. Petty? Safari? Those are the ones we know of.
Safari was before she was Nicki Minaj, though. They had a long-term relationship. He overflowed.
Don't tell
into
me before
it.
You was Nicki Minaj. You was always Nicki Minaj. And see, that's the problem with women. You always are who you are, queen. Okay. Don't let nobody define you that you are who you are when you get some kind of money or your nails done or your toes done. You might have had a bad day, all right? Maybe the store was closed that day. Maybe, you know what I mean? All right. You still her. Stop messing with these clowns that don't deserve to have you in their presence.
You got an argument with that.
Right? Don't give them a second when you should have been first. It's all me. Right. I'm like that. I mean, it's me, kid.
All right.
That's why I hate them. All right. Yeah, give me a list. I want my three.
I had to go back through my list. Yes. All right. This is not going to be in any particular order.
That's cool.
All right. I said Southwest Airlines.
Uh-huh.
I said B. Simone. I said Grammar Police. I said low talking people. I said speakerphone people. I said people that drive fucked up cars. Ooh. I said everyone who's attended Beyonce's concert overseas.
All right. I feel like I know the last. Give me the first, not the first three, but the first two and then the low talking people, I believe it was.
It was the first two?
Yes. The first two you said were what?
Southwest Airlines.
Give me that one.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, I love Southwest Airlines because, in my opinion, they have the best snacks.
Yep.
But I hate them because they don't have first class, okay? Like, I love Delta, right? Delta got it. But Southwest, give me first class with the snacks, and I will fly you more. I promise you, them deals is on point.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna say the airline, but somebody gave me the whole can when I asked for cranberry the last time I was there. Delta ain't getting me. I just want the whole can.
Like, sheesh.
Not having first class is nuts. No. Unless you're not in it. But go ahead.
Then what else?
What was the second one you said?
B. Simone?
Yeah. I kind of think I know that one. What was the third one you said?
Yeah. Grammar Police?
I was caught between these two. Give me Grammar Police.
Hello, mother.
Oh! When you picked the right door?
I hate it. I will tell my mom, hey, mom, I'm about to go lay down.
Hey, mama.
And she's like, you're not laying down. No, I say lie down, lay down. See, I can't even get it right. Every time I tell her that I'm about to go basically lay down for a nap, she's like, it's not lay down, it's lie down. Like, you're lying something down. She always corrects me. It's either.
I don't even know.
She always corrects me when I tell her I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah.
And it's the way I say it. And my mother is like grammar police.
I get that.
To the.
My grandma got me right, though, but look, it helped me. So
like, I don't say mines anymore. I know it's mine.
It's mine.
It's
yes.
singular.
And don't say cool beans.
No, cool beans is cool.
No, it's
That's
not cool.
That's still cool beans.
It's not cool. That's it's still hot cool. beans.
No.
All right.
No.
I tried to help you, Mom. Look at me.
No.
All right. And what is low? What you said?
Low talking people?
Yeah, I don't like low talking people.
Yo, speak the fuck up.
No, but in the same breath, you said you don't like speaker sounding people. Right?
Yo, that's different. I meant
who do you love?
People on speakerphone. You know, public people who on speakerphone everywhere?
Yeah, they loud.
Yeah.
But you don't like them either?
No.
You
my
just
ears
like regular tone people?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Give me the monotone clear eyes.
All right, fine. All right, time for Katie's therapy of the week.
Ooh.
I did my homework this week, Katie.
Both of them?
Yes, you told me to find one goal, and you told me to find a glimpse of hope.
Yes!
And I think in finding my one goal, I found my glimpse of hope.
Okay, how?
Because I thought to myself, what makes me happy? And I couldn't really truly dig deep enough to find what makes me happy. And that's not to say nothing makes me happy, because a lot of things make me happy, and people make me happy, family, friends, things of that nature. But what is something outside of that I love to look forward to other than vacation, because that's also easy? And it hit me. Where are we going tomorrow?
To the studio.
I was so happy about that.
Music.
Music does it. Mm-hmm. I told somebody, I was like, yo, man, I can't wait to Friday. And he was like, why? I was like, we're in the studio. And I'm like, oh, that's my homework. Mm. Because right now my goal is to make an album that's better than my first album. And it's a challenge. It's tough. Mm-hmm. But the song that I'm recording tomorrow, mm-hmm. I'm so excited about.
Oh.
I'm dripping with excitement to record this song.
Okay.
And I can't wait because all of the people I love are going to be there. It's going to be one of those moments. When we get together, like us, you know, the gang gang, mm-hmm. you know, us.
Yeah.
And we turn up and we drink and we have fun and I get to create around just being with y'all and being my full self and having fun. Those are like genuinely one of, if not the happier moments of my life.
Okay.
Because I think it's being around people you love.
Mm-hmm.
On top of creating and bringing art into the world that wasn't even there the day before you got there.
Mm.
And I think the two of those things combined make Mo very happy man. And Mo very happy.
Oh.
Happy man.
Happy, happy?
Happy, happy man. I think with that, and the glimpse of hope is that one of these songs on my next album, which I believe are going to be so good. That is,
you about to do it.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's like, so I think that adds to my glimpse of hope and my one goal.
Oh.
Did I do my homework?
Yes.
Well, then we're moving on.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. And here's why I'm not proud of you, Katie.
What?
You said that shit about Larsa Pippen.
Mm-hmm. I said what I said.
What'd you say?
That I did some research and I'm on Larsa Pippen's side.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I always looked at her as the villain.
Yeah.
Because she was married to this dude.
Scotty.
They had, Scotty Pippen, of course. Anybody, you should know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these kids, and then they got a divorce in, what was that, 2018?
Something like that. Sound about right.
They got a divorce, and now she's dating Michael Jordan's son.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God.
Wilding.
This is crazy.
How could this turn around?
And now she and his son have a podcast together.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what is going on with her? She talks about how she possibly would want to have his kid.
Yep.
Now, I think she's a little too old for that. But, you know, who's to say?
Who's to say?
You know what? No, because Halle Berry had kids in her 50s.
That's a fact.
And Larsa is 48.
How old is, I'm not trying to be funny here. Mm-hmm. How old is Kardashian?
Kourtney?
Yes.
She's in her late 40s, too.
So about the same age, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, all right, cool. And then when I looked at, this is what sent me down this wormhole. I looked at Larsa, and I was like, well, how old is Michael Jordan's son? It's a 16-year difference from them, because he's, like, in his early 30s.
Marcus is his name, right? Marcus Jordan, I believe. Not important. Continue.
Know,
he didn't get buckets.
So I was like, okay, she's barely would be old enough to be his mom. There's a 16-year difference. And then between her and Scotty, there's a 9-year difference. So I'm like, okay, it's really not that weird looking at her dating Michael Jordan's son because it's only a 16-year difference. Yes, she's a little older. Cool. But then when I looked at Scotty's age difference, I was like, okay, well, he was married to her for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
almost 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
Who was he with before?
Mm.
And I went down his relationship history.
Why that's important?
It speaks on his character, too.
All right. That's fair.
Right? So if you're going to diminish Larsa's character and who she's dating, how she's been moving, how has Scotty been moving? And when I looked at it, Scotty's been married like 2 times, engaged once, had a girlfriend. He has 7 kids by about 3 different women, right?
I ain't rolling. But continue. Huh. I want you to continue.
Okay.
I want you to get all this off.
So I was just like, His first wife, cool.
Yeah.
The second kid he had, he didn't claim that child.
Yep.
She had to prove a paternity test. He didn't even show up
mm-hmm.
for whatever court case. He was never really a father to her. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you go about your business, have a girlfriend, have another kid, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then you finally marry Larsa. You think that's your long-term end all be all. Y'all get married. Y'all have 4 kids together. Cool. You try to file for divorce. Then you decide to reconcile 2 years later. Y'all stay together, and then she files for divorce, and that's what led to their divorce.
Mm-hmm.
She go out here and do her thing.
Right.
Why are we bashing her and not Scotty?
All right, I'll tell you why. I'm not going to sit here and say anything that Scotty did was right. It wasn't. And I don't know the beginnings. I don't like, this is why I hate to talk about relationships. So let me just say that all of this is hearsay. We're just having fun on a podcast because none of us know these people's actual business. I hate to do this, but I'm not going to speak from my personal opinion because I can't. I don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
But I will speak from what the personal opinion of the public is, which I guess would be a public opinion. So I'm going to speak from the public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They already see her as a, not a gold digger, but someone who was certainly benefiting from the fact that you were with a Hall of Fame professional athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't do much to be with him. Mm-hmm. You didn't work. You didn't do a lot. Scottie Pippen was a complete superstar. Millions of dollars. Took care of her. Probably was a horrible individual, right? She could have left. That's one option. That's one option. You ain't gonna leave, though, because you're living too good of a life. So if you do leave, fine. Let's say you finally have had enough of Scottie being Scottie, the guy you knew he was, probably the guy you knew he would be,
mm-hmm.
and you stuck it out anyway. It was cool when it was cool, but when you decided enough was enough, you didn't leave. You didn't even go out there and find, like, another athlete who plays for another team. Nah, you found the guy that he hates the most on the planet, and fucked his son. Aren't there even some kind of morals and honor among thieves?
No.
I'm just telling you what the public would say. I guess not.
No.
Right? Like, all right, if you and I are together, I'm like Millionaire Mo. You know what comes with Millionaire Mo? Hundreds of women. Probably. You put yourself in that position to deal with it and say, fuck it. This is what I want to do. I'm going to ride it out. Maybe I'm wilding. I'm doing exactly what you thought Millionaire Mo things would do. Then you say, when you've had enough of, I guess, getting somewhat of a free ride, you say, I'm going to go out here and do my thing too. And you can go out here and do your thing with anybody, Katie. It's a lot of NBA teams, a lot of NBA players, a lot of NBA players' sons. You go to the guy I hate the most, the guy that is responsible for the fact that I am not even looked at as a great player, and fuck his son for redemption?
Yep.
That's your version of a three-peat?
Yep.
And that's fair?
It doesn't have to be fair.
That's why you don't play with women.
But no,
that's why you don't play with women.
It's not about it being fair, because when I looked at her, like, I try to find out more about her, right? And what I could find is that she wasn't in a serious relationship before she met Scottie. She had never been married before. She had no
kids.
Katie,
you can't find that stuff.
I know.
You
but
really
not honestly,
stuff.
if that would have been public information.
I don't know that. I don't think that every guy you fooled around with makes it to the public. A few of them do.
Not the basic ones. But those in the limelight count, Katie. I'm just saying.
You don't think they count? You don't think Jamal count?
We're talking about a Real Housewife. She was on Real Housewives of Miami. They would have dug up all her dirt. She was a reality star.
These women could bury some shit.
Real Housewives of Miami, she was a reality star. She could, they could find some shit. You ain't seen Black Mirror, the Macy Day episode?
All right, yes. Oh, no. No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's take it here then. If I'm wilding, you got to cheat on me with my best friend? You can't cheat on me with, like, somebody from somewhere? My best, like, why are you so close to home?
If I want to send a message.
So it's on purpose?
Yeah.
And you petty?
Intentionally.
Then you ain't shit.
I'm not saying she shit. I just understand her side more. Because before I was like.
Oh, so you're not saying she shit.
No, before I was like, damn, she did Scotty so wrong. The poor Scotty, right?
I ain't say Scotty ain't do nothing to deserve it, but she still did.
I had so much sympathy for Scotty. I was like, oh,
ain't nobody tell you that, eh?
No, I did. But then I looked it up, I was like, this dude, he ain't the cleanest cat either.
He's an NBA. When are y'all going to understand that something come with them?
I thought he was Kobe. Kobe did better.
Don't make me say it.
I know.
Because you know I'm never going to go against Black Mamba, but that's a bad example. That's a bad example. Rest in peace. Pick somebody else.
LeBron is the worst example to me.
Pick somebody else.
Steph.
Thank you.
Okay.
And that's as far as it goes. You got Steph Curry and AC Green. You know how many other men been in the NBA? Okay, look at the numbers. And you're not going to get me to be this guy. You're not going to get me to do this, Katie.
Come on, let's do it.
No. But some come with being the wife of a man in that position. And it sucks. And I'm not saying it's right.
It's not.
But is it fair to say I'm going to be in this position? I know what time it is. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with this. I'm just saying let's talk about it, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You in the position. You know what time it is. You know he wild. Because some women, not all, some women put themselves in this position knowing exactly what they about to go through.
Yeah.
It's chess. Mm. It's chess. All right. Right? Like they say Michael Jordan's wife, when, the time that she finally went to the lawyer and said, yo, it's time. Mm-hmm. They say, I don't know if this is true, so alleged. Yeah. She has 7 years worth of photos of your man, Mike.
Chess.
Sometimes I dream.
Because look.
Like.
My mama always say, I can show you better than I can tell you.
Don't play with women. I've always said that. Mo Mitch said that.
I may be aware that you're going to do the shit you do.
Right.
But just know, I'm going to take it another step further just because I can.
So you don't feel bad?
No.
Well, I never asked you to feel bad for Scotty, though.
I knew what I was getting myself into.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I just thought you was trying to say that she is a better person than you imagined her to be. You're not saying that.
No.
Then we have no debate. No. You just don't feel bad for Scotty.
No. I thought Scotty was a better person than he was.
But she said Scotty was breaking her back how many times? Remember?
Oh, yeah. I still don't really believe that one.
I don't believe that either.
I don't believe that one.
All right. So I ain't even mad at you for this. Yeah. You just saying that basically Scotty deserved for her to get every rebound she got. Because he was no Dennis Rodman.
Nope.
All right. All right. Time for Moment of Truth. I'm introducing a new segment, Katie, called Moment of Truth.
Okay.
When we just talk about some real shit for a little bit.
All right.
But this is easy. Well, not easy, but I think, I don't think this is rough, but I think it's important. Mm-hmm. So, what's homie name? YK Osiris?
YK Osiris, yeah.
Who, there was a whole thing about sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the lady's name, who he did it to? The artist?
Suki.
We talked about it last week. It was obviously a thing. And it was cringe, for lack of a better way of putting it, for anyone to witness, where he just decided to put his tongue in her mouth for whatever reason. And I was listening, to Angie Martinez's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all ladies on it. MC Light was on there. I'm trying to think of who else was on there. It was a few women on there. And I was listening. And they talked about this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't think there was anything to debate that what homie did was terribly wrong. We discussed that last week. But what they did say that was interesting to me was, what can men do in order to help in situations like these? So that these things don't continue to happen. Because when he decided to approach her, Lil Duval and Funny Marco were both standing there. And neither one of them did anything.
Mm-mm.
And I saw men defend them in saying that, I know it's easy to say both of them should have done something. And I had to respect this as a man. Because when I first watched it, I thought as a man, like, I would have definitely said something. If I was in a position where I thought something like that was happening, where a man was forcing himself onto a woman and I just happened to be sitting there, at the bare minimum, I'm going to be like, yo, my man, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like you're just going to say nothing?
Mm-hmm.
But then I heard men say, yo, you got to think about it like this. Sometime as a man, and this is true, you don't know if they know each other or not. If a man walk up that confidently and she's not literally saying, get him off me, or, yo, stop. She may be going along with it because she's afraid of what will happen if she doesn't, or who he really is because he's famous, and how will that hurt her chances and her career. She may hold back for a lot of the different reasons that women hold back that men may not understand, because we don't go through what y'all go through. And you may go, well, shit, maybe they know each other. Let me mind my business. But beyond that, when they asked the question, what can men really do? Like rappers, comedians, men with platforms, as far as helping women who have to go through situations like this when men force themselves on them. And I always hear women saying like, yo, it's a fear. You're even afraid to be rejected sometime as a woman. Because I heard a woman say, Melissa Ford was the woman who said it, who was on the podcast as well, that sometime fuck you, bitch, I didn't want you anyway, is like a good thing, because at least he wasn't violent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, and I heard that, and it, like, damn, it kind of rippled through me. Like,
that's common.
Shit, right? As a man, And so when that question was asked and presented on this podcast, every woman was like, I don't know. So with a man being in the room and in you being a woman and what y'all have to experience that men don't understand, what, if anything, do you believe men can do in situations like this to actually help?
I think there's a list of things. And I have a dude to my left and a dude to my right. And this dude comes over here and tries to stick his tongue down me. In that moment, you saw dude laughs and walks off, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a dude who was unsure of how to react, you could be like, yo, hey, are you cool with that? Is that good? Like, pull me to the side real quick. Like, was what he did good?
Which I've done.
Yeah.
Right.
And then if I tell you yay or nay,
right,
you act off of that.
So that's fair. What if it's a one, in their situation, it was a two-timer.
Yeah.
Neither Lil Duval or the other dude did that. I don't know. Maybe they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's a one-time thing? If the woman doesn't give you a clear signal, I want him off me, is there really anything a man can do?
I mean, you can pull one of, I've seen dudes be like, hey, man, hey. You can joke about it and right. try to like make it ha ha.
And kind of give you a look like you straight.
And then you'll see her, and that's maybe a break for her to give you contact of, thank you. You'll see it in a woman's eyes, relief of thank you, or stop acting like
that's
that. And
fair.
Then, you know.
Right.
You know?
But you think a man should be aggressive in that situation? Or should he just kind of try his best to read the play?
Try his best to read the play.
Okay.
In that immediate situation. Now, for other men who are like the dude who was standing off camera, who YK went and dapped up, don't do that. Because you just basically told him it's okay to do
you
that shit again.
Him. Yeah, that's cool.
You enabled him.
Mm-hmm.
So what I say in that situation is any guy who may have friends or who are around guys who make comments about women that you know is a little too far, correct them then. I think that's where it starts. I think it starts in the friend group of men. Because you know how certain dudes are and how they act and how they're going to behave. Like, if you know.
I'm glad you said that because I heard a quote that fucked me up this week, Katie. I believe the young lady said, every woman knows a woman who has been sexually assaulted, but every man does not know a rapist.
Yes! Yes!
That's deep.
Oh, my gosh.
That's deep. That fucked me up. I was like, wow, I never thought about it like that. Mm-hmm. That's deep.
And it starts with subtle comments that you may not think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
You may brush it off, but if you really take a deep dive into it, like, yo, he was wilding when he said that. That's how it starts. Because there's not a single woman that I know that has not been sexually assaulted.
Wow.
Every single woman I know has been sexually assaulted in some point in time in her life.
Jesus. Wow. Wow, that's deep.
But I think with guys, some guys may overlook certain comments that may be mad because they're like, guys just being guys or whatever, that you don't think to correct the situation. And I think it starts within the conversations that certain men have that you have to analyze, like, whoa, is this just, you just talking about her because, or is this problematic? It starts with that. And I feel like there's not enough men who correct guys they know who say some foul shit about women, whatever it may be.
Mm. And see, I'm going to be honest here. I'm going to be 100% honest here. I've never seen it from my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I would check it. I have seen it being at parties, being out from men that are not necessarily my friend. I've seen it from friends of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it from just men who happen to be in the area. And you want to be the hero, but you also get killed being a hero a lot of times. And then sometimes you find yourself in situations where you really can't tell if she's welcoming that behavior. Mm-hmm. Now, once you become a part of my circle, like if it's you or my sisters, if anything, y'all going to have to talk me down. Y'all never going to have to talk me up. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to have to be like, Mo, he's cool. Oh, all right. Like, you know that. Mm-hmm. But I do believe a lot of time for men, it's tough. Because you want to always be the guy that's protecting just any woman. That don't even have to be yours. But just women that are a circle of your circle. At the same time, you don't want to be the guy that's doing too much. It's a line that I want women to be more vocal about how y'all want men to behave in these situations.
I like the check-ins. Like, I know, like, hanging out with you, Mo, if you see something that you think is foul, you're going to check in with me, be like, yeah.
What's, I ain't like that.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
I like the check-ins.
Okay.
Like, that's what I would appreciate if I'm with male friends. check in. Even if you don't know how I may be moving that night, check in with me.
Okay.
Or let's have a team meeting before. All right. So when we go out,
yeah,
what's off limits and what's on limits?
You know,
like when I go with my girls, they know, Katie, are you disappearing tonight or not? You know, and I'm like, no, I'm not disappearing. And you know, like they know. So let's have a check-in, a team meeting on what's acceptable and not acceptable tonight when we go out in public.
I like that.
And then act accordingly.
Cold word don't hurt.
Yep.
All you got to do is yank me on the shirt, Mo, and I look, and if it's a dude following you behind you, yo, get behind me. Mm-hmm. Yo, my man. Like, right? Like, mm-hmm. You need something that's, like, I feel like men, like, we have to be more aware of how to behave in these situations.
Yes.
Because if it happens to you, just me personally, I'm not speaking for every man, but if it happens to you and you next to me, then it happened to me.
And then there's also been times, Mo, actually, where this one dude was very intimidating to me, and I wasn't going to say much, and you mm-hmm. picked up on it, and you just stepped in automatically. Well, even though I wasn't going to say anything, you know?
Well, I appreciate
you. I wasn't
going to
say anything, but you. And I was like, hell yeah, Mo. And I had just met you, too. I was like, hell yeah. I'm rocking with him tonight.
Now, I ain't going to lie.
He my bodyguard all night.
I ain't really want to say nothing, but hey, I don't let that shit go down around me. Like, I don't, man. I don't want to sound like that guy, but I don't. And I want men to be just more aware and be mm-hmm. more like that. Because I grew up with three sisters. I don't play that game.
Yeah.
I told you, if anything, they're going to have to tell me to relax before they have to tell me you should have done something.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to always go the other way. And I just think that's a conversation that we need to have more amongst each other.
Absolutely.
It's time for the Sicko Award. Let's see who was nasty this week.
He's so fake, but I'm so real. Yeah, I'm so sick, but he's just
air. All right, Sicko Award is going to Mariah Mills.
And another thing, Zion.
Yo, this woman has been trying to ruin Zion Williamson's career for a long time. We have been talking about it for 3 weeks. She has not stopped. She is on Twitter. She is releasing screenshots. She's talking about releasing sex tapes. She's talking about the time she was talking to Pop Smoke and she wished he was still here. She's doing anything possible to make this man lose his mind. And I just hate that we live in this world where the person who is online
mm-hmm.
doing everything that they possibly can to make someone else look bad.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, there are still a lot of people who believe that that person is not the actual person that has the problem. So when all of this was going on for so long, it had to be Twitter. Twitter, of all people.
To say, screw it.
To finally pump the brakes and say, shout out to Foxy. Bitch, it's you. It's you, bitch. It ain't nobody else. Yo, why are we living in this world where we don't realize that it's always the person that raises their hand and goes, teacher, they're bothering me. It is you. Mm-hmm. Twitter finally deactivated her account.
Yeah, they
and the world celebrated.
Yes.
Shut up! Yo.
She didn't sleep. It was every 2 minutes there was a new tweet.
She wouldn't stop. Obsessed with the obsession of being obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, people are starting to see, what do you know? That's the psycho.
Mm-hmm.
She's also the sicko.
Mm.
That's it. All right, quotes of the week and we out of here. You ready, Katie?
Yep.
I gave y'all the first five last week. I'm going to go through those five and give you the last five. So I'm going to read the 10 of these quotes in a row, and then we out of here. Take whichever one you need to go on with your life. You ready, Katie? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Hurting them back will not heal your pain.
Nope.
Friendly reminder, anything that costs your mental health is too expensive.
Oh, yes.
Self-love is realizing that you are enough just the way you are, but also that you can choose to become a better version of yourself whenever you choose.
So I can keep the mustache.
Don't. Yes, you can. Don't give people so much power over you that their silence leave you questioning your worth. All you can do is learn your lesson. There's no point in wishing you had done it differently. The past is the past. Accept it and grow from it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the new five. You ready?
Yep.
Sometimes the things that break your heart end up fixing your vision.
Mm.
It is okay to fall apart even after you thought you had it under control. You are not weak.
Mm.
What's meant for you will find you even if you feel like it has already passed you.
Where's she at?
Hiding in your mustache, apparently. Self-love includes learning not everyone in your life is worth fighting for, and that's okay.
Ooh.
Last but not least, you are too full of life to be half-loved by anybody.
Oh,
talk your shit, be the best you, and never turn down for anybody.
Mm.
And that's it.
Shit.
You all right?
Yeah.
You felt that one.
I did.
And I hope y'all did too, listening to us. We love y'all, and we hope to see you at the live. But even if not, we will see you next week, because this is what we do.
Hey.
Next week, bitches.
To explain something now. Nah. All I'ma do is let you know. Fuck.
It's the sweetest thing that I've known. I'm thinking about all the effort you've shown. Looking at the love I've shown, it has grown. It's times when your heart just has a mind of its own. Funny, yet I be in my zone. Outside building, she thinking we got a home. Working like a dog, she thinking I got a bone. Whenever she alone, she thinking I'm not alone. Please, somebody take my phone. She done made me hate it, I swear that I wanna break it. Take it, cause I swear, ain't a problem in it as big as you wanna make it. It's a curve, every pitch that I gotta swerve. Trying to give you the world like you deserve. But loving me is a risk. I don't wanna give you a problem, you come
I'ma let you down, nah, before I let you drown. Yeah, I know how it sound, but I let you frown and reject my crown. Cause I don't trust myself, I'ma let you down. Cause I don't trust myself, I'ma let you down. Cause I don't trust myself, I'ma let you down.
I'm trying to remove this burden, but it's hurting to talk about how I'm hurting. Putting on the show, but soon as you see the curtain, all this working to hide, it ain't really working. Nah, I'm just trying to make you proud. Out here trying to kill it, your face is in every crowd. I'm trying to hear you, this pain is really loud. And I wanna quit, but the shit was never allowed. I learned I don't know what to do when it's not a joke. I can barely breathe, I always think I'ma choke. How you cope? Ain't a fix for whatever's broke. I can't sleep, I wish that you were awoke. Grandma, if you can hear, ain't the thing I want as bad as I want you here. Just want you to know I get stronger with every tear. Never let you down, get stronger with every
I'ma
year.
I'ma let you down, I swear, before I let you drown. Yeah, I know how it sound, but I let you frown and reject my crown. Cause I don't trust myself, I'ma let you down. Cause I don't trust myself, I'ma let you down. I don't trust myself, I'ma let you down.
Get above this ride, for the empty come, I'ma let you down. They gon' go outside, before the road get rough, I'ma let you down. I'ma let you down. I'ma let you down.
What's up, y'all? It's Key Will Voice, the official voice of In The Moment podcast. And we want to thank you for tuning in each and every week. See you next week.